Hello, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. And I've had a lot of people asking me questions about this financial situation. Why am I even covering this topic? And I've had people mention a lot of concern. They're saying, oh, you know, your reporting is just too fear-based. You're scaring the pants off of everybody. What's going on? So I want to answer those issues and help correct some misconceptions about all of that and clarify my position on what I think is happening, what I think is coming down the line, and what may not be coming down the line. By the way, I don't think we're going to have, concentration camps of people rounded up across the country. I don't believe that prediction, even though I know that some others out there have made that prediction. They're talking about, FEMA building 800 camps and they're going to round people up. And, my view on that is that that's not going to happen, because if the government rounds people up, then they have to feed them. You know, it's a much better scam to keep people working and paying taxes. You know, right? It just makes sense. The scam that's happening in the United States today is working. They've got the nation enslaved. This wage slave mentality has dominated. People are working, they're paying their taxes, they're spending all their money, they're into debt. So all the power people are benefiting from that. The banks are benefiting, the government's benefiting, the mainstream media, the medical industry is benefiting, of course, in a big way. The food companies, the chemical companies, they're not going to risk that by rounding up a bunch of people and throwing them in, camps. So I don't believe that, because as much as there's talk about conspiracy theories out there, my belief is that the overriding conspiracy is just simply profit. Companies want to make money, and people in government want to make money too. They want to centralize their power, but they also, more importantly, want to make money. So how do you make money off the U.S. population? Do you make money if you round them up and throw them in prison camps? No, that doesn't make you any money. You make money by keeping people working in their jobs and buying and consuming. That's how you make money. So that's just an example of one of the things that I wanted to clarify. I don't buy this whole thing about the prison camps. So I guess right there, that makes my position on what's coming not nearly as extreme as some people might have thought. Right now, there are some crazy things coming down the line, though, in terms of just the unraveling of the financial situation. And I do want to talk about those. But first, let me clarify why I'm even covering this topic. I got a call from a friend today. He said, hey, you're the health ranger. You're not the finance ranger. What are you doing? What are you talking about this stuff for? Well, here's why. Because I have a great relationship with Natural News readers. I have a lot of trust, a lot of respect, and a lot of compassion for all of you. And I've worked very, very hard to educate you about ways to protect your health, to protect yourself from things that might be a threat to your happiness in life, to your abundance in life. And when I see something else that's a threat to you that I think you need to be aware of so that you can avoid the pitfalls, you can bet I'm going to cover it. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be just health. If it's a big financial tsunami headed your way, I'm going to warn you. Why? Because I care about you that much. I want Natural News readers to be empowered and informed. I don't want you to be harmed by what's coming. And I also know that you have the intelligence and the presence of mind and the skepticism to be able to see through the smoke and mirrors of the federal government and the Federal Reserve and the entire financial system to see the truth of what's happening. And that truth, by the way, is going to be very destructive in terms of its financial impact. So that is why I'm covering this, because I consider you to be important participants in the global healing community, and we cannot isolate ourselves from other issues that are so big like that. How are you going to take care of your health if you're flat broke, right? How are you going to buy nutritional supplements that you need and superfoods that you need? How are you going to buy organic if you're broke? So I need to be able to help you protect yourself from what's coming so that you don't end up devastated by these financial events. That's why. Now, the good news in all of this, and by the way, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm actually an optimist. And I'll tell you why. The good news in all of this is that preparing for what's coming is actually very, very simple. You don't have to be scared of the financial tsunami that I'm talking about on the website. You don't have to be freaked out by this stuff. You don't have to live in fear. And in fact, people have had this fear reaction to my article, and I'm a little bit confused by that, because when I write the article, I'm not writing from a place of fear. I'm writing from a place of entertainment. Like, look how hilarious this is, of how this whole banking system is coming down and these worthless paper dollars are going to become even more worthless, I guess, if there is such a thing, I should say, even less valuable. You know, look at this, look at how the federal government has run its budget and the banking system, how it's creating so much money out of thin air and thereby stealing purchasing power from the people. Look at this, isn't this hilarious? I mean, it really is. It's like a circus. You know, bread and circuses, the Roman Empire, all that. It's a circus out there. I don't write that from a place of fear. I'm not saying go out and be afraid. I'm saying go out and be informed. And then you don't have to be afraid. You can sit back, chill out. You've got all your savings in a safe place. You've got your preparedness plan in place. You're ready for anything. And whether something comes or it doesn't come, you can face the future with a sense of optimism and confidence. And that's what I want to instill in Natural News readers, is that sense of optimism and confidence, regardless of what happens. Because I don't have a crystal ball. I mean, I can see the big picture. I know where this is headed, but I can't tell you exactly when it's going to happen, or how big exactly the financial fallout is going to be, or how much value will be lost in the U.S. currency, or things like that. I can't tell you those things, or how high gold will go, how many banks will fail. I don't know. I don't know the exact numbers, but I do know this. I know the financial system that's in place right now in the U.S. and this system of derivatives and leveraged debt and runaway spending, this outrageous spending of money by the U.S. government funded by other nations and other central banks from around the world, I know that that system is not sustainable. So I know it can't last. So I know it's going to collapse or be transformed or reformed sooner or later. And it seems to be coming sooner now rather than later, because it's like every week the government is bailing out some other huge financial institution, thereby making itself even more steeped in debt, thereby destroying the, quote, full faith and credit of the United States government, and at the same time making it a lot more difficult to borrow money from other countries. That's what's happening right now. So I know that this system is not sustainable. It's got to change. It will change. And there are going to be some difficult times for certain people who don't prepare for these changes. And I just want to make sure that you are not among the people who are harmed. In fact, if I do my job, I will show you ways, or share with you, or at least just explore these ideas of how you can actually grow your financial base during these difficult times. Okay, so one question in all of this is whether this financial situation is real. Is there really justified cause for concern? And, you know, to answer that question, I'll give you the words of Greenspan himself, former Fed chairman, of course, Alan Greenspan. Said just 2 days ago, he said, quote, "First of all, let's recognize that this is a once in a half century, probably once in a century type of event." And he went on to say, "There's no question that this is in the process of outstripping anything I've seen. And it still is not resolved, and it still has a way to go," Greenspan said. Now keep in mind, this is the guy who oversaw the 1987 Black Monday stock market crash that just devastated Wall Street. It had people jumping off of buildings, stockbrokers falling like hailstorms right out of the sky. This is the guy who also is very, very much aware of what happened in 1929 with the Great Depression and the stock market crash there. And he's saying that what's happening right now is probably a once-in-a-century type of event, like once-in-100 years. Now, some people are interpreting that as meaning that it could be on par with a 1929 through 1932 type of event, a Great Depression, a great financial fallout. Now, that's what Greenspan says, and this is a guy who's, in fact, very, very conservative in what he says. So, just from that point of view alone, it should give us cause for concern. On the bright side of this, though, and again, I want you to be able to conclude all of this with a sense of optimism, because there's actually a lot of great opportunity even through this, and certainly on the other side of it. But remember that even during the Great Depression, the unemployment rate was only, I think, 20 to 25%. That sounds like a lot, but it still means 3 out of 4 people had jobs. And all you got to do is be in that 3 to be, you know, to have an income and to be relatively insulated from this. Now, sure, a lot of people lost their savings in the Great Depression. The banks went under. They just closed their doors overnight. They no longer existed, and people just lost their life savings. They woke up the next morning, went to the bank, and the bank was gone. And from that experience, then they created the FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation. So the FDIC was then the safety net from 1929 to the present, 2008. It was a safety net, and it has been doing a pretty good job of covering failed banks. The problem now is that the FDIC is down, its reserves are way down, and the number of banks that it still has to cover is huge, and the amount of deposits it has to cover. It's trying to cover like $1 trillion worth of deposits with less than $50 billion in assets. You know, it doesn't take a math genius to figure out that if more banks continue to fail, the FDIC is not going to have the funds to cover the banks. So then the question becomes, well, who's going to bail out the FDIC? And the answer probably is the Fed. And the Fed bails them out by printing more money, and that causes inflation because the money becomes diluted with this fake money that the Fed is printing. It's not really physically printing it, by the way. It's just creating it in a computer, just an electronic entry. But the point is that your dollars become less valuable. Your purchasing power is just dwindled away as the Fed is creating more money. So the real risk to you, the consumer, is not that you're going to wake up one day and find that your bank is closed and your account is wiped out. That's not going to happen. Your account will still be there. If you had $10,000 in the bank, you'll still have $10,000. It's just that $10,000 won't be worth very much. In other words, you know, you might be able to buy half as much with it, or one-tenth with it. Or if hyperinflation happens, then you might not be able to buy much of anything at all. A loaf of bread. You know, this has happened before many times in the history of nations that suffered fiscal crises. In order to be calm and in order to feel confident in where you're going, one of the most important things to do right now, and I'm going to discuss more of these strategies in my upcoming audio live event, so I'll have a lot more details for you there. But right now, you can trade dollars for things that are real. So if you have dollars that you're afraid are going to be increasingly worthless, you can trade them for things. It's called buying things. Well, what can you buy with fake money or money that's soon to become worthless? What can you buy that's real? And what is reality? What's real? What really brings you wealth and abundance and safety and security? Well, the answer is pretty obvious. Some land. You can buy some land that has a house on it, have a roof over your head, don't owe the bank, don't have any debt on that house, and have land that can produce food. Because then you have food security, then you have a roof over your head, and no matter what happens in the world, you can always grow some food. That's real security. And that's why so many people are checking out Central and South America. Ecuador is the place where I'm helping a lot of people get set up, because in Ecuador, you can grow food year round. You can't do that in most places in North America. Maybe Hawaii, you can do that, but not affordably. But in South America, you can grow food year round. So no matter what happens, I mean, even if the worst case scenario happened, if the entire financial system collapsed, which I don't believe it will, I don't believe the whole thing is just going to collapse. But even if it did, if there were no more banks, if the dollar was worthless, if things imploded into a just like a gold economy or a barter economy, then you could still just walk outside and you could pick some food out of your garden and you'd be fine. You could survive there. And so that's one of the basic strategies to take to heart right now, is to think about, you've got money in a bank, right? Or at least you have the illusion of money in a bank. You have a number that shows up on your computer screen, and that represents money, right? Well, that money's worthless as a set of pixels on your computer screen. It's only worth something when you exchange it for something that's real. Well, what else is real? Gold is real. And that's why people are advising that you consider diversifying your portfolio and investing in some gold. And in my upcoming audio seminar, the Health Ranger Live event, I will give you the name and phone number and email address of my recommended gold seller. He's actually a buyer and a seller. I can't give it out publicly. You'd just be overwhelmed. Too many people. But to those who join the live event, I'm going to give that out so that you can go get gold at a really great price from a guy who is a hardcore gold bug. He's into preparedness. He's into health. He actually fasts one day a week, by the way. And he's a really great guy. And I'd like you to have his number so that you can get squared away if you want some gold or silver or precious coins. And we'll also talk about strategies of what you can do to take possession of that gold. How do you safely store gold? What type of gold should you buy? Should it be 1 ounce coins or 1/10th ounce or what? What's the best way to protect yourself when you have physical gold? And how do you even exchange it for something? You know, how do you use it? How do you turn it back into a loaf of bread, for example? Because you can't walk around with gold coins in your pocket. You're not going to buy anything. You're just going to get mugged. So you need to be aware of how to deal with that. But the bottom line in all of this, and this is the overriding message here, is that when I look at what's happening in the world, I don't get afraid, and I don't want you to be afraid. This is not about being fearful. It's about being informed and being confident in what's coming. I mean, some people just want to stick their heads in the sand and pretend that nothing bad is happening, or make believe that the U.S. government is going to save them all, that everything's just going to be bailed out magically somehow by the Fed. Like, just money out of nowhere is going to bail everybody out. Well, I don't think that's the case. I think that all of these decades of unlimited government spending and the creation of so much debt and the inflation of the monetary supply by the Fed, I think these things have consequences. Call me crazy, but I think that A causes B. And I know the people in Washington want to pretend that there's no such thing as consequences. But I'm a believer in the real world, and I think that there are consequences. These consequences are coming. Whether you acknowledge them or not, they are still coming. Like, you could stand on the beach in Texas when Hurricane Ike is headed your way, and you could deny all you want. There's no hurricane. There's no hurricane. There's no hurricane. But when that hurricane hits, you're going to get smacked upside the head with a piece of flying sheetrock, and reality is going to hit hard. You know, that is, it's a very painful realization if you've been lying to yourself all this time. I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to realize what's really happening. I want you to live in reality. I want you to be aware of the threats that are coming your way. And using that knowledge, I want you to then move forward from a place of confidence and calm, and even a place of abundance. Because if you do this right, if you diversify your savings, if you have savings, diversify them in the correct way and convert dollars into things that exist in the real world, like land, food producing land, for example, or land that has a spring on it so you have water, or gold, or a home that you own free and clear, or things like that, or even just stored food, long-term storable food. Like in my house, I have, I think, maybe 10 or 15 large pails of quinoa, and they're long-term storage. They will last 10 or 20 years. And I'll even tell you exactly where to get that. It's all organic, and it will last 10 or 20 years. That's real. I can live off the quinoa for a long, long time. The idea is to convert things into things that are real. And what's real? A bicycle is real. You can pedal your bike. Even if there's no gasoline, you can ride a bike. You know, spare parts for your chainsaw, you know, that's real. You can have a chainsaw if you need to go out and do some gardening, you need to prune some trees, you need to, even if you need to clear out some old dying trees from the forest so that you can power your wood-burning stove, you know, that's real. Tools are real. A roof over your head is real. Your state of health is real. One of the best things that you can do is actually get healthy. And I'll share with you all kinds of strategies for getting healthy, exactly which herbs that you should be stockpiling, which herbs, well, I don't even want to use the term stockpiling. I just mean to have on hand in your medicine chest, in your home. You don't need huge, huge stockpiles. You just need enough to treat you and your family members if there's some kind of sickness or injury or first aid needs. because you won't be able to depend on the conventional medical system. You see, I predict that Big Pharma could very well implode once the U.S. government is bankrupt. Now, I don't know when that's going to be. It could be 10 months from now. It could be 10 years from now. I don't know exactly when. But I know it's coming. I know it's coming. You see, I predicted the dot-com crash publicly and to the tune of a lot of ridicule. Starting in 1998, I went on the record on the internet and I started talking about the dot-com crash. And I said, people, you got to get out. This is not going to go up forever. But all the mainstream people said, oh, no, that's going to keep going up forever. We're all going to get rich. None of us ever have to work again. We're all going to retire doing nothing but trading stocks from the dot-com stocks. I mean, people literally believe that. And of course, they ridiculed people like me. They called me a doom and gloomer just for telling people how math works, just for talking about how the stock market actually works and what is a speculative bubble. You know, I was considered crazy at the time. Well, of course, January 2001, all of a sudden everything I was talking about started to happen, and that whole system unwinded in about 30 days, and people lost billions and billions of dollars. A lot of people lost their entire life savings. And I hate to say I told you so, but I did, and I'm on the record doing it. Now, before the same thing happened, 2005, 2006, I started warning people about the dangerous real estate bubble. I said, people, this is coming. And by the way, this is all, you can check this all out on Natural News. Just search for the real estate articles. They're all dated. They're all archived. You can read exactly what I said in 2004, 2005, 2006. And my message was very consistent. I said, this market is coming down. And you shouldn't be buying a house. We're near the top. Even though I don't know exactly the timing, I know that this market is coming down big time, that it's going to crash, that it could threaten the U.S. economy. And people said, oh, no, you're crazy. That couldn't happen. Houses have never gone down in value. They're going to keep going up 20% a year forever. We're all going to get rich just by living in our homes, and we're going to be able to take money out of our houses like they were ATM machines, and we're going to go on vacations and buy luxury cars and just live our lives off the increasing value of our homes. And none of us ever have to work again. That's what people actually believed. It was insane. And it sounded just like the dot-com crowd. And I said to these people, no, you got to sell. You got to get out of your homes. Or if you're in a home right now, pay it off. You know, own your home, I said. Get out of debt, I said. And don't be buying a house at these inflated prices. Well, sure enough, 2006, the big housing fall started. The housing bubble burst. And it started accelerating through 2007 and then hitting 2008. And now houses are down, guess what? 50%. What was my prediction? 50%. Exactly that. It's right there. It's on the archive. It's on the record. 50% reduction in the price of houses. And that has happened. And now that is setting off this cascading series of defaults in the financial industry. You see, it was AIG, the insurance firm, that was covering banks' exposure in the real estate market. You see, once you understand the big picture here, you see how these dominoes fall. But this stuff is never public knowledge. They never teach you this stuff on television or in the newspapers. It's just too complicated for the average American consumer to understand. But this is how it really works. All of these banks have essentially been selling each other pieces of paper with larger and larger numbers written on them, and they've been counting all of that as gain or profit. And now it's starting to unwind. So now we're seeing what I call a deleveraging, the unleveraging of this entire financial system. And the truth is that nobody even knows how much money is leveraged. Trillions and trillions of dollars in derivatives, literally trillions of dollars, exist out there. They're floating around and they're starting to have a domino effect, cascading failure. And that's why you're seeing groups that people thought were rock solid, like Lehman Brothers or AIG, the insurance company, or Washington Mutual, for example, or Wachovia, or Bear Stearns, for that matter. People thought these were stable financial entities. But they really aren't. They have so much exposure through these leveraged fictional debt instruments, these derivatives, they're called, that they couldn't even calculate their exposure. Nobody had any idea. It's a completely unregulated market. I mean, they could literally just package up a bunch of pieces of paper, write a number on top of it, and say it's worth this much, and they could sell it to another bank. And if that bank was crazy enough to buy it, which a lot of them were, and they could then write a different number on it and sell it to another bank. And they could make money that way. I mean, this was a grand Ponzi scheme. A grand scheme going on. And they all claimed they were making money, but all they were doing was passing along fictitious leveraged debt instruments. And the sad truth is that much of the American economy has been living on that for a long time, for many, many years. So a lot of the apparent wealth that we've been enjoying today was based on that, these fictional debt instruments. You know, the loans that were made to consumers, which pumped a lot of money into the economy, the loans were made because the banks were apparently profiting from the loans. So now all that money has stopped. These practices have stopped and the implosion is underway. So it's a very real issue, and when you understand it to the degree that I do, because I've studied this in great detail, then you do have justified cause for concern for the industry. But again, it doesn't mean that you have to live in fear. You don't have to be fearful at all. You can be completely confident because you know how the system works, you know what to expect, and you know how to protect yourself from that system. And basically, it means don't have your money sitting out there exposed in these institutions that are bound to fail. And there are a lot of particular strategies for that and how to find out whether your financial institution is safe or not. And I'll go into a lot more detail on that as much as I can in the live event, the Health Ranger live event. So this is why I'm covering this topic, because you need to be alerted to this. And yeah, I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm not a doctor either, and I know a whole lot more about health. And I can tell you this, I know a whole lot more about financial issues than any financial advisor I've ever met, because I've talked to some and they are completely uninformed. They're the ones that were telling you to buy a house in the middle of the housing peak. They're the ones that were telling you to buy dot-com stocks right before the whole thing collapsed, right? The financial advisors are the people who got people into all of these problems in the first place. They said, oh, don't worry, you know, drcoop.com, that'll never fail. Well, it did. You lost 100%. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, the housing market will never go down. Well, it did. People lost 50%. Now they're saying, don't worry, keep your money in the bank. Those banks will never fail. Well, guess what? Going to be a lot more banks failing too. So financial advisors don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea whatsoever, just like doctors have no idea about nutrition or disease prevention or health. You know, the truth is, if you're an intelligent observer and you're an assimilator of knowledge, you can apply that to any industry. You can become well-informed about health, just as you become well-informed about the financial system, just as you become well-informed about, you know, climate change or the global situation, the environment. You can become well-informed about anything if you apply yourself to it and you bring that level of skepticism and introspection that you demonstrate in the natural health industry. You don't have to be qualified by some state organization or federal organization to have something important to add to this conversation about where we're headed economically. All you got to do is be an intelligent individual who's observant, who's well-informed, and who's able to aggregate this data into a big picture. And that's what I specialize in doing, is bringing you the conclusions by piecing together all of these elements of the big picture. And that's why I'm sharing this with you. I'm doing so at some risk to my own readership. Some readers might say, you know, I don't want to hear this, and they're just going to unsubscribe. I might lose readers over this, probably already lost a few. And you know what? I don't care. Those readers, if they don't want to be informed about this issue, they can go get lied to by somebody else. If they don't want to be part of the solution, they don't want to be protected against this financial storm, then you know what? That's their choice. I respect their choice, even though I disagree with it. But I respect it. They can go somewhere else and they can choose to be lied to by CNBC or, you know, mainstream newspapers or politicians running for office or whatever. I'm not going to lie to people. I'm going to tell you the truth as I see it. And right now, Greenspan says this is a once in a century event. That means you will never see an event like this again in your lifetime. And that means that this is worth talking about. This is definitely worth talking about. You need to protect yourself, and I will do my best to help you do that. So I hope you join me in my live event. There is a fee for that. It's $39 for 4 weeks, so it's basically $10 for an hour and a half of material. and we're going to be doing live Q&A, so I'll be able to answer your questions. You'll send in your questions via email, and you'll tune into the audio on a web page. You just go to a specific web page, and you'll be able to hear everything that's happening. It's going to be live, and then I'll check the email for the incoming questions, and I'll answer those questions. I'll give you as much specific information as I can about financial protection, about Ecuador or South America, Central America, because I've been through many countries there. I've looked at a lot of land opportunities throughout the region. I can give you the advantages and disadvantages. I'll talk to you about health preparedness, how to have your own herbal medicine chest, what to do, what to stockpile and what not to stockpile, and the exact sources of where to get your food at the best price as possible, long-term storable food. And basically, my overall message is I'm going to be giving you concrete action steps to take so that you can just chill out and relax. You don't have to be afraid of anything. You just get prepared, and you're going to be fine. And we're going to be fine. All of us are going to be fine. And whatever comes down the road, I don't have any fear of it at all. It doesn't matter to me. If the whole banking system collapsed tomorrow, I'd be just fine. In fact, it would be a very entertaining thing to write about, because the hubris of these people, the arrogance of these bankers, deserves to be knocked down. And I think we should have an honest money system based on gold, based on something that's real, so they can't keep creating money out of nothing and stealing our wealth. What do you think? I think we need a whole new system. A whole new system based on power to the people, based on honest money, based on sustainable life, and based on health rather than disease. So I'd be quite entertained to see some of these institutions and establishments come tumbling down to be replaced by something that's healthier, more sustainable, more in line with long-term green living on our planet. And I feel like you probably share that view. So thanks for listening. And you can check out that live event. Go to naturalnews.com. Check the main page. There should be some articles or links to that live event. And I hope you'll join me there, because we have a lot more to talk about. I'll talk to you then. And until then, remember, don't freak out. Don't panic. There's nothing to be afraid of. Just be informed, empowered, and prepared. And you'll be ready for anything that's coming down the line. The world is not ending. We're not going to be all rounded up and put in concentration camps. And your money will be fine if you just take these steps ahead of time and make sure that you're protected. So I want to leave you with that sense of confidence that we can all face the future together. Even if other people are wiped out or financially devastated, you don't have to be among that group. We can face the future together, and in fact, we can build a brighter future together. Thanks for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com.